Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for Football Festival, Football Fest 3, prime time from 6 to 10 p.m. at River City Road, Scott's Edition. It's coming up in two Saturdays, August 16th, 6 to 10 p.m., prime time under the lights at Scott's Edition, River City Roll for Football Fest 3. We'll have prizes, swag, giveaways. We're going to send you to all the games, football games you want to go to this year. Just got to show up because believe me, we're going to be giving away plenty. Just got to come to Football Fest 3, August 16th at River City Roll. Representing the Commanders, Fred Smoot, Tim Hightower, representatives from ODU, thanks to the Monarchs, JMU, Randolph-Macon, Richmond, Virginia Tech, Virginia, and of course a high school football season preview show with Gary and Gary before we talk all things NFL with our special guest from 910 The Fan, all the voices that you hear on The Fan. So I'm very much looking forward to that, less than 2 weeks away. It is 1 p.m., which means it's time for the Richmond Commander here on AWOD Radio.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
All right, before we open up the phone lines to lock them down for a second, I want to just talk to you, talk to the audience for a second here. All right, lock down the phones. 833-804-0910, but not yet. All right, let me open up the curtain a little bit. I'll take you behind the mics. It's a little behind the scenes of radio, all right? So, Stubb, I think my best trait as a radio host is having my finger on the pulse, all right? Understanding what I think my audience wants to hear. And I believe today, all of Commanders Nation, Redskins fans, football team fans, they want to hear that a deal is done with Terry McLaurin. That's all we want to hear, is that Terry McLaurin signed a contract because it's go time now. There's a game Friday. It's become a massive distraction. It's unfortunate that I don't have an update. And I don't really want to talk in circles about the Terry McLaurin situation. Because as I told you to start the show, the NFL is a soap opera. And for the most part, I'm sitting there in front of my TV, eating popcorn, watching it play out. But this Terry McLaurin situation is so frustrating. Because it's drama that should not be drama. I mean, Stubb, I took calls on Saturday from about 100 different fans. And a few of them were arguing with me over Terry McLaurin. Like, I'm not a diehard fan and love everything about Terry McLaurin, but we're arguing about whether he deserves to be paid like $100 million or $50 million. Like, at that point, I think we all need to take a step back and realize we'll never make that much money in our lifetime. And so, like, it's kind of dumb to have this conversation in my mind. Like, I want to tell you a positive update about Terry McLaurin. And like Dan Quinn told the media, if there's an update, believe me, I'll give it to you. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to wait. If there's a Terry McLaurin update, I'll give it to you. But there's not an update. And I'm choosing to let Adam Peters navigate this situation. For decades, we asked for a competent GM. We finally got one. Look at what he's done in just a year and a half, right? Draft picks after draft picks, free agent signing after free agent signing. He found the franchise quarterback. And you could say he got lucky, or you could say that it wasn't hard, but Chicago wishes they had our guy, right? But Adam Peters didn't let that happen, right? So I think you have to give him credit, and I think you have to take the emotions out of this, because as the diehard Commanders fan, deep down I'm like, what is Adam Peters doing? Why is he not giving Terry McLaurin the contract, right? I was arguing with Michael for 30 minutes on Friday. Couldn't stop arguing with him about, well, is he worth $28 million, $29 million? Are we going to give him the DK money? Let Adam Peters navigate this situation. He deserves some credit for what he's done, and this is the first conflict of his career in Washington as the general manager. But I believe he'll be able to get us out of this situation with a good ending. But it feels like a soap opera. Here's Dan Orlovsky on ESPN talking about the latest with Terry McLaurin and his negotiations.
You can't trade him. And this is one of the dumbest things that has been a part of the NFL this offseason. It's one of the most maddening situations that I have been watching this NFL offseason. It ain't that hard. And I have had people disagree with me on that. And it's not that hard. Respectfully, Washington, you were a dumpster fire for years. You were a laughingstock. The only thing good about your organization was that young man. Every year he did it, year after year after year, for like 5 or 6 years with disaster all around you. You were the only reason why anyone spoke somewhat positively about your organization. If you don't have him, you erase everything that you did last year. Everything that you did. And I'm being respectful to Dan Quinn and Adam Peters and what they did last year. You need him. Give me receivers that impact winning. Impact winning as much or if not more than Terry McLaurin. I'll give you like Jamar. I'll give you like Jettis. Justin. Mm-hmm. Amon Ross St. Brown. This guy, he impacts winning. This is a team that had 6 fourth quarter comebacks, was ridiculous on fourth down. What are we doing in Washington? You finally have some good. And you finally have hope for
after
the future.
Year, yes.
And you're trying to take away the one thing in your organization that before Jaden and this group got there was good? It makes no sense.
But yes, it does, Dan. I mean, yes, it does, Dan. It's staring you right in the face, Dan Orlovsky, Mr. Run Out of the Back of the End Zone, and now is on ESPN all day, every day, talking about the NFL. It's staring you right in the face. Why should Adam Peters care about what Terry McLaurin did before he got there? He shouldn't. And he shouldn't be handcuffed to anybody that did anything for this organization before he got there or before we drafted Jaden Daniels. It just doesn't make any sense. You don't get paid in life for what you have done previously. You get paid for what your employer is expecting you to do in the future. It's as simple as that. And so we could argue about how much we think Terry McLaurin's worth. $31 million, $28 million. Here are the facts. Cortland Sutton's a very similar production and age. He got $23 million. Adam Schefter reported that Terry McLaurin's agent is asking for significantly higher than DK Metcalf, which is $33 million. That's a huge gap right there. Dan Orlovsky's correct in that Terry McLaurin means everything to this team, so why wouldn't a deal get done? Because they're not going to be handcuffed to Terry because of what he did before, and they're not going to give in to every demand that his agent is asking just because his agent wants life-changing money. There are levels to this. And Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson are a tier ahead of Terry McLaurin, as much as we love him. And it's unfortunate that we have to talk about this and talk negatively about Terry McLaurin, but he is the one that requested a trade. And Cortland Sutton signed a $23 million contract, and you know what he said in interviews? He said, I took a team-friendly deal so I could keep the guys around me in place. That sounds like something that Terry McLaurin would say. That's who I thought Terry McLaurin was as a guy. Now, we don't know the true number that's being negotiated, but we do know that Terry McLaurin sees this as his last opportunity to get paid, his last opportunity to get a massive paid contract, a massive deal. All right? But this is a guy that's already been playing for over $15 million a year for 5 or 6 years. So, do I really care? No, I don't. First off, it's not my money. All right? But also, I want a good team to make a smart business decision. And giving him DK Metcalf money when he doesn't have the speed or the strength of DK Metcalf doesn't make sense. Giving him Justin Jefferson money when he doesn't make the game-winning plays that Justin Jefferson makes doesn't make sense. We're in a bad situation because we need him. And that's why he has a lot of power here. But he's also under contract. So is Terry McLaurin just not going to play this season? Is he going to pull a Le'Veon Bell and sit out? I don't think so. He has a chance to completely destroy his reputation and his legacy in the nation's capital. I don't think he'll do that. I think eventually Terry McLaurin will accept a lower contract. I hate that it's playing out now into August. Again, I hate that I'm even having to talk about this. We got audio of Cliff Kingsbury talking about Luke McCaffrey, talking about Deebo Samuel, who left practice early because of a hand injury that he jammed it in practice, and then he came back to practice today and everything was good. But I'd rather be talking about Deebo and what he's done at practice, or Jalen Lane. But I feel like my audience wants to hear about Terry McLaurin. I have no update about Terry McLaurin, but I feel like that's what everyone wants to hear, because we're all just hoping and praying that eventually a deal will get done, because as Dan Orlovsky said, you just can't play this season without him. And so, like, we joked on Friday about trading Micah Parsons for Terry McLaurin. That's not going to happen. The Junkies joked about today trading Terry McLaurin for Tyreek Hill. That's not going to happen. They're not going to trade him. They're not going to give in to his trade request. And again, this could be worse. This could be the Micah Parsons situation, where he didn't just request a trade, he demanded one. And typed out about 8 paragraphs on his notes app on his iPhone. And at the end he said, I don't want to be a Dallas Cowboy. We haven't heard that from Terry McLaurin. We have not heard that from Terry McLaurin. And that's good news. But there's no update right now. And I don't know when to expect an update. But all I do know is that I'm letting Adam Peters navigate this situation. That's what I'm doing. And I think that's what our fan base should do as well. Because for years, for decades, we asked for a competent GM to let him do his job. As Michael said, and as I told you all last week, I'm so glad that Dan Snyder's not here for this situation, because he probably would have given McLaurin $45 million a year, made him the highest paid wide receiver in NFL history. Because he gave star players preferential treatment for 25 years. Josh Harris was at practice, seen hugging Terry McLaurin. He could have spoken to the media that day and said, hey, believe me, guys, we're going to work out a deal. He could have spoken to the media that day and said how much Terry McLaurin means to this team. Instead, that would have been a distraction. I like what he did. He stayed silent. He's let the guy that he hired to make football business decisions run the football team in Adam Peters. That's the way this should be handled. It's the opposite of the way it's being handled in Dallas. And that's the good news in this entire situation. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. That was the Richmond Commander on AWOD Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for a football festival, the only sports and music event you're going to find in town. Coming to you live from River City Roll on August 16th, we'll have Mackenzie Ryan to perform her awesome music. Gone Country is our headline band. I'll take the stage at about 6 p.m. for our full football season preview show. Gary and Gary to talk high school. We'll bring on our college experts, as well as our special guest for the NFL representing the Commanders will be Fred Smoot and Tim Hightower. And football begins, well, it began with the Hall of Fame game, but week one for the preseason starts Thursday. There are three games on Thursday: Colts Ravens, Bengals Eagles, Raiders Seahawks, late night, 10 p.m. on NFL Network. On Friday, there are three more games: Lions Falcons, Browns Panthers, and then the Commanders at the New England Patriots from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And tomorrow, the Commanders will travel, and then they will have a joint practice with the New England Patriots before that preseason game. It's time for the Commanders Corner here on AWOD Radio. So what to look out for at preseason? Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. I feel like you have to start with all eyes on the running backs for the Washington Commanders this preseason, and that's because of Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, and the way he's turned heads at training camp. There are people that believe he can be the starting running back at some point this season. I think he's going to find his way onto the field and can absolutely help this team out this season. I mean, this is a guy that did not play other than one game his final season in college, but you're seeing the abilities with his one cut, the explosiveness. We'll see how he's going to be able to block in the backfield. That's going to be very important when you consider how much your quarterback, Jaden Daniels, runs. But Brian Robinson, Austin Eckler, and then it feels like Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt has quickly moved ahead of McNichols and Chris Rodriguez as running back three because of that one-cut ability. That will certainly be something to watch out for in the first preseason game. And then I think you stick with the theme of the offense here, and you look at the wide receivers. With Terry McLaurin out, with Deebo Samuel not expected to get much run in preseason, who pops? Who makes a play? Who stands out? Ja'Cory Brooks and Chris Moore are the first two guys that I'll have on my list that I'll be looking for. And then I think it's Michael Gallup and K.J. Osborne. I believe that K.J. Osborne will make this team as a backup or a third-string slot receiver. Deebo moves around a lot, and he has a risk of injury, so you're going to need certainly two guys to be behind him. Jalen Lane seems like he's established himself as maybe slot receiver number two, and we'll see how much Luke McCaffrey can work in as an outside receiver. And then I think it is K.J. Osborne with his ability to get open. Like, this is a guy that's been in the league for five or six seasons now, had success in Minnesota when he was healthy, and when he came over to Washington last year, he wasn't fully healthy. He had to learn, you know, the offense, but I think this is a guy that can catch 30, 40 balls. I mean, in his best two seasons in Minnesota, an average of 6 touchdowns and over 600 yards. So can absolutely be a contributor on the team this season. That's another guy that I'll be looking out for. And then I don't know that you'll learn much about the offensive line, so I'll move over to the defensive side of the ball, and I'll be looking at who the top edge rushers are in preseason and where the guys play in the secondary. Is Mikey Sainer still inside, or is he outside competing with Lattimore, with Noah Eye, with rookie Trey Amos as well? And where do they move around the safeties? Again, I thought it was very interesting when I saw them running a defensive set with 3 safeties often at training camp, with Will Harris, with Quan Martin, and with either Tyler Owens or Percy Butler playing deep, as Will Harris was the closest safety to the box trying to stop the run. And then, you know, last year preseason, we noticed we had a kicking issue. I mean, it became pretty obvious. I think they missed quite a few in preseason last year, and we had to bring in other guys. Austin Seibert came in. Zane Gonzalez came in. I'll be having my eyes on kicker Matt Gay and what he can do for Washington in preseason, which begins Friday against the New England Patriots. If you want to chime in, tell us what you'll be looking out for, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Let's hear from Cliff Kingsbury, the offense coordinator for the Washington Commanders. It was so important that they were able to retain him. I thought he was going to be the coach of the New Orleans Saints, it looked like, at the beginning of the offseason. Cliff Kingsbury returning makes it so the offense can take a step forward instead of having to start over from step one. Like I said, they are at step 12 because they won 12 games last year and then even 2 more wins in the postseason. They can hopefully pick up right where they left off and change the offense, add some little intricacies to make Jaden Daniels' life easier. Here's Cliff Kingsbury talking about the new weapon at wide receiver, Deebo Samuel. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, incredibly competitive. Anything we ask him to do, whether we put him inside or outside, he's going to go at it 1,000 miles per hour. And has an ability to separate. He's so strong running through, can play at a high speed that guys have a hard time staying with him. So, a great addition for us, just his mentality, how he's been since he got here, the competitive nature in every drill, every rep. He's the first one in line on all the receiver stuff. It's been awesome.
Cliff Kingsbury's best trait as an offense coordinator, and he's certainly an offensive genius when you consider what he did in Arizona successfully before the second half of the season fallout, what he did at his time at Texas Tech, and all the quarterbacks he worked with, like Patrick Mahomes and others there. And then you got to talk about what he did at USC with Caleb Williams. But I think maybe his best trait in his offense coordinator, we saw that last year, is identifying everybody's best skill and putting them, maybe it might not be the best term to say putting them in a box, but using them for their best trait. Like, for example, Stubb, De'Ami Brown didn't do anything under Ron Rivera. He didn't do anything. I mean, maybe one deep ball downfield. Cliff Kingsbury quickly identified that if they were going to run the tunnel screen, De'Ami Brown was the best guy for that play. He identified Olamide Zaccheaus was a veteran journeyman wide receiver. He identified that maybe one of his best traits was the ability to line up in the backfield, motion out of that, and get open quickly in the flat. And he used that to the best of his abilities. Noah Brown came in at the end of training camp. The end of preseason. I think they had already played a game by the time Noah Brown got here, and he identified him as like a possession receiver. Cliff Kingsbury's best trait might be identifying everybody's skill, and I cannot wait to see what he's got in store for Deebo Samuel. We might get a 2021 version of Deebo Samuel, not in terms of running the ball, because I don't think he wants to do that as much, and we don't want him to get beat up like he did in San Francisco that year, but in terms of getting him possession in open spaces. I can't wait. From what I saw at training camp, I was there Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of last week. I'll be going back next Monday as well. Deebo Samuel got open in the slot, got open in the outside. I mean, the way Cliff had him, it was awesome. He was running Debo's best routes, and it was against the best corners, and he was getting every single day he made multiple explosive plays. You know, he took a little comeback route into like 50 yards to the house, a little go route, and then makes this insane catch. He burned Mikey Sainer off the line of scrimmage when he was giving him press coverage. And then Debo across the middle of the field, I haven't seen him get tackled at training camp. He busted through tackles and then ran out of bounds several times. And so I cannot wait to see what an offensive genius does with one of the most unique weapons in the league in Debo Samuel. It's going to be a ton of fun. And he's also going to try to find a way to work Luke McCaffrey into the lineup. It's going to be important for the second-year receiver to take big strides forward in his game this year, or he'll be replaced on the depth chart by other guys like maybe exciting rookie Jalen Lane. Here's Cliff Kingsbury on year two for Luke McCaffrey.
We've been working through that, but Luke has really come a long way from last year this time to now, just the confidence. You know, we're playing him outside a lot for necessity. I think he can play inside as well, but he's made some plays. The young kid's had his number on some plays, but it's been a good battle, and he's definitely night and day difference from what he was last year this time.
You love to hear that. It's similar to what Dan Quinn said about how, you know, last year he thought he was thinking as a quarterback. This year he's thinking as a wide receiver. Next step is stop thinking and just start reacting out there on the field. But big part of Luke McCaffrey's development is going to be him making plays when they're there to be made. And I know it was reported by a few guys that he had a few drops at training camp last week. And then over the weekend, he made one big play where, you know, I think David Harris told me it was like he needed to make that play. You felt like he needed to make that catch because he had a few drops. But for Luke this year, it's going to be all about making a play when it's there to be made. Last year, I think he did everything he could do in terms of get open. And you heard from PFF that he had a great grade for separation. He was creating the separation. But it wasn't his fault that Zach Ertz had the fountain of youth and that Terry McLaurin had his best statistical season in his time in Washington. And you had Noah Brown come in and Deami Brown and Olamide Zaccheaus. And they're just, you know, he was on the field, but there just wasn't enough opportunities for him to make a big play. This year, he's going to have to make the most of his opportunity. When he gets a chance, when he's going across the middle of the field, he's got to catch it. He's got to make a guy miss. He's got to be an explosive receiver for the Commanders this year. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local here on a Monday, August 4th in Richmond until 3 p.m. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. You can also get in touch with us on Instagram or Twitter at AWAD Radio. That's AWADDRADIO. Robert sent me a DM. Stub, Robert is listening on the beach with his family, sent me a little video of them listening to the show on the Odyssey app. So cool. Great time to get in a beach trip because football in the nation's capital starts Friday against the New England Patriots. Football's already in the air with the Hall of Fame game last week, and the preseason week one starts Thursday. It's time to go around the National Football League with NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, Stubb, I've come up with a list here of five teams that this is a very important preseason for. Five teams that I feel like this is an important preseason for them. I'll start with my honorable mentions, and you can come up with your list here. I have the Panthers as honorable mention. I don't know how much Bryce Young you'll get to see. I think it'll be similar to some of these other young quarterbacks like this year two of Jaden and Bo Nix, where it might be just a quarter in three games. That's it. Or maybe it's even just a draft. Because if you're the Panthers, do you really want to even show off the new and improved Bryce Young? Or do you want to keep it under wraps until the start of the regular season? I think it's important that he at least has a touchdown drive and gets some momentum. So they're on my honorable mention list. But I don't know that there's that much excitement for the Panthers this year. But I feel like you have to see some kind of success over three games from Bryce Young in the preseason. Right? A little bit.
Yeah. You got to see something to get the Carolina fans excited. I'm in on Bryce Young after what he showed at the end of last season. Just will the team work around him? I think he has the potential to make a playoff run.
Five teams. This is a very important preseason for them. Another honorable mention, I'll say the Arizona Cardinals. I just don't know if Kyler Murray, like, he has potential to be a top 10 quarterback if he's healthy and the scrambling's working and he gets the accuracy, he connects with Marvin Harrison, but he also could be like a bottom 10 quarterback. And then we got to see, like, how much improved is that Cardinals defense? Similar to Washington, they have a defensive-minded coach. You know it's killing him that they struggled last season. Honorable mention, a little bit of Dallas. Who's this team starting running back? How much better is the defense? Will Micah Parsons have a deal done by the time the preseason finishes? Honorable mention, I think Green Bay. Who's wide receiver one? Who replaces Jair Alexander? The Colts in that quarterback battle. The Jags and the new weapon with Travis Hunter. Those are my honorable mention teams. Here are my list. Here are five teams most important for them to have a good preseason. Number one, I think it has to be the Detroit Lions. It's so tough to work in not one, but two new coordinators. A new offense coordinator, a new defensive coordinator. You're not going to use much of your number ones. And you're a 15-win team with Super Bowl aspirations. I think this is more important than maybe most people would think. You have to get the timing under control. And the preseason's the only time to do that, because once the regular season begins for the Lions, like, they've got a difficult schedule. They've got a first-place schedule. And for them to win the Super Bowl, like, if they're going to actually win the Super Bowl, I think they would have to play at home. I don't know that they can go on the road to the Link, go on the road to L.A. and beat the Rams. I think Detroit needs to be probably first or second in the NFC, and so they start week one at the Packers, and then week two against the Bears, week three Ravens. Those first weeks are going to be so crucial for this Detroit team that has Super Bowl aspirations. They're going to have to get some work done in preseason to work in the new offense coordinator and the defense coordinator. I have the Lions at number one, Stubb.
I think that that is a great point, and especially after their first game, it didn't look like they were doing that good. I know it's all backups, but they had a lot of errors in that first quarter, and it seemed like they were still going with the same Ben Johnson-style thing.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's the rookie and sophomore quarterbacks. That's what you want to see. You want to see where they're at. J.J. McCarthy, I guess, falls under rookie. I mean, how many times have we said the name Cam Ward in the last 2 months since he was drafted? I am legitimately excited to see what he can do, and if the
there
Titans
was a nice play for him over the weekend that was trending of him finding a receiver downfield. Number two for me, teams with the most important preseason. I feel like I'm putting Pittsburgh on this list just because the Aaron Rodgers experiment in New York with the Jets. It lasted one game, right? In fact, I think it was like six plays. So I don't know how much Aaron Rodgers plays in preseason. Does he even snap on the helmet and get under center for one play? Well, you know, Pittsburgh's going to have to use preseason to get up to speed offensively and defensively. All eyes will be on Aaron Rodgers, whether he plays or not. And so I have Steelers on the list here. It's a very important season for them as a team and Mike Tomlin to keep his job. And there's a lot of new parts that they've brought in here. It's not just Aaron Rodgers. It's DK Metcalf, it's Jonnu Smith, it's Jalen Ramsey. Like, they've been all in this offseason. They just paid TJ Watt. It's an important preseason for them to get the timing down. And like I said, all eyes will be on Aaron Rodgers. Three, you mentioned the young quarterbacks, Caleb Williams. Reports out of Chicago did not look good for quarterback one, Caleb Williams. Still holding on to the ball way too long. Ben Johnson's there. He's got weapons. There's nothing holding Caleb back except for himself. And this is a preseason's an opportunity for him to connect with his wide receivers. But really, I put Chicago on this list here because I want to see, can he execute this offense without holding on to the ball too long? Last year, he took way too many sacks. Way too many. It felt like he was trying to make a home run play happen every single snap last year. And at times, he did that his final season at USC. You can't win doing, you know, that. You can't win it. I mean, it's like playing dice. You can't win rolling for sixes every time, right? I mean, he was going for a 25-yard play every single snap last year. He's got to take a 5-yard pass here, a 5-yard pass here. Get your tight ends involved, dude. He didn't do that last year. Four for me, it's the Vegas Raiders. New coach, new quarterback, new exciting running back, Ashton Jeanty. Tom Brady brings an expectation that this team is going to be relevant again. There's a lot of unknowns there in Vegas. We were just there in Vegas last year for Super Bowl. That stadium is awesome. A stadium deserves a winning football team. I'll have my eyes on Vegas, and I love Pete Carroll. I really do. And I saw this video of him telling young high school footballers what it's like to be a coach, what it's like to be a leader of men. I'm super excited to see this new era of Pete Carroll in Vegas. And so I got them on my list. Like, you don't very much often have, you know, we've seen the trend of new coach, new quarterback, right? But this is new coach, new quarterback, and very exciting running back that, like, it was my Heisman Trophy winner. He was my guy, Ashton Gentry. So I'll be watching Vegas. Five, I think you had to say the Cleveland Browns, because there's four quarterbacks competing for one job. Preseason is going to be all eyes on Shedeur Sanders. Does Flacco go out there with the ones this week? And then is Shedeur two? Because Kenny Pickett hasn't been practicing with an injury. And then Dylan Gabriel three. And that's kind of crazy that Shedeur is already ahead of Dylan Gabriel when he was drafted three rounds behind him. They've got four quarterbacks that all need to get ready for week one in Cleveland there. They're number five among my teams, five teams who have a most important preseason this year. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Over the weekend, the Madden NFL ratings came out for quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs, and there's a lot of guys that were given a 99 overall. Quarterback, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, no problem there, except for I don't know how Patrick Mahomes is a 95 when he's beaten those guys head-to-head every single time when there's been a Super Bowl on the line. You got to beat the best to be the best. I don't care that Lamar Jackson has this insane athletic ability that is way better than what Patrick Mahomes is, right? And what Lamar Jackson can do in the running game and Josh Allen with some of his off-timing throws. But Patrick Mahomes has beaten them. He should be in a 99. Wide receivers, Justin Jefferson, 99. Jamar Chase, 99. Can't really complain about that. Running backs, Saquon Barkley, 99. Derrick Henry, 98. The King is still a 99 in my mind. I would have given King Henry a 99. Didn't he have, like, an insane season this past year in Baltimore? Like, I know he's getting up there in age, but I think he proved he was still a 99.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if he's not literally the best running back, I don't know if they're going to give two.
Well, if you're giving two quarterbacks 99s, two different wide receivers 99s, what's the difference there between, you know, Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry? You know, Saquon has speed over him, but he's not running people over, mauling people over like Derrick. I would have had King Henry as a 99. That's my take on that. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Stubb, I had a listener reach out to me on social media, said, can you book a fantasy football expert? I've got a draft coming up over the weekend. So maybe we can look into doing that later this week. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So the Washington Commanders season begins Friday with the start of the preseason. They will head to New England for a joint practice, which actually 1,000% is more important than the preseason game. Almost every coach will tell you this by now, because they can work on situations way better than the preseason. Preseason's a game. You kick off, you drive down the field, you stop them, you got a punt, blah, 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 blah. It's a back-and-forth game. With the joint practice at training camp, they can say, all right, we're going to get our ones against your ones, and we're going to do nothing but red zone for 30 minutes straight. And then we're going to flip it. All right, now it's your ones against our ones. Our defense is on the field. It's nothing but red zone for 30 minutes straight. And then they can say, all right, we're going to work on nothing but...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Third and five to third and tens for 20 minutes straight. Oh, only third downs, right? And then we're going to say, all right, we're just going to have our number one wide receiver against your number one corner, and we're going to just work the wide receivers with not even the quarterbacks throwing them the ball, just the assistant coaches. Like, the coaching staff can identify whatever they think they need to work on most and put an element of that into the practice schedule. And that's why these joint practices have become so important. And so for the Commanders, I think you start with our offensive line, this new-look offensive line, with rookie Josh Connerly. There's been reports that it's been tough for him to get up to the speed of the NFL. You know, Linnell Willingham said he had slow feet. We'll get to see that against the New England Patriots, right? Brandon Coleman just got hurt. Is he going to get back for this joint practice? Because this is him learning a new position from tackle to guard. Will we actually see Laremy Tunsil, or are they going to save him for the regular season? Sam Cosmi's working his way back towards week one, so we don't expect him at joint practices. Who's your starting guard? Is it Allegretti? Is it Michael Dieter? Is it Andrew Wiley? Is it Trent Scott? We're going to see our offensive line against their edge rushers. I think that's going to be one of the most important things to focus on. And then I think after that, it is our new-look secondary against their wide receivers. In 11-on-11s, in 7-on-7s, heck, in just wide receiver work one-on-one against the corners. What does Trey Amos look like? Mikey Samuels still year two. Marshawn Lattimore getting back up to speed and hopefully getting back to his Pro Bowl form. And then, like, Jonathan Jones was on the Patriots last year, right? Kayvon Seymour has come over to Washington. What does that look like against their old team? I wonder what work you'll get done from Jaden Daniels against the Patriots. I don't think they really want to, you know, show off the offense too much there. But in terms of the individual drills, the situations like red zone and third down, that's going to be very important for this team to work on. Is the Washington Commanders trying to go to the playoffs back-to-back for the first time in 30 years? Well, this is the first time they've had the same quarterback starting another year since 2017. That was when Kirk Cousins was in charge of this team, 2015, 16, and 17. He throws an interception in the final game of the season against the New York Giants. Next year, he takes a massive, massive contract to go to Minnesota. The replacement is Alex Smith in 2018. He breaks his leg halfway through the season. 2019, Case Keenum. He ended up losing his job to Dwayne Haskins. RIP, Dwayne Haskins. He lost his job in 2021 to Ryan Fitzpatrick, who only lasted, like Aaron Rodgers, like six snaps. and Fitzpatrick got hurt and then never returned. And they went back to Taylor Heinicke, Heinicke magic, right? That was fun, but we knew he wasn't going to be the starting quarterback the next year. They bring in Carson Wentz. I got excited for Carson Wentz. I thought, man, he had a decent season in Indianapolis. He's going to get his best game of the year two times a year against the Eagles. Turned out we didn't get a good version of Carson Wentz. Then 2023, Sam Howell. And remember, Ron Rivera named Sam Howell the starting quarterback the end of that season, basically, to keep his job. It was, hey, keep me around for one more year because I got this shiny toy here, this UNC quarterback that people don't know about because he was drafted late in Sam Howell. But, man, is he exciting. Laser rocket arm. Ended up being a failed experiment in 2023. He loses his job. Ron Rivera loses his job. And you got what you've been desperate for 30 years. New ownership, new GM, new coach, new quarterback. And all of that newness worked together for Washington in one of the most exciting seasons in 30 years. This newfound energy, newfound excitement in the fan base, and the newness of this group. As Dan Quinn, and I think this is important when you look back on last year, and Dan Quinn kept saying, this is not a rebuild. He did not want to hear that. As much as we felt like it was a rebuild, as much as we felt like 7 or 8 wins would be the peak, he did not say rebuild. He kept using the word recalibrate. He's going to recalibrate this roster. Get the best out of these guys. And darn it, that's exactly what Dan Quinn did. He recalibrated De'Ami Brown into a weapon, right? He recalibrated Brian Robinson. He recalibrated guys on the offensive and defensive line and got the help of a couple of veterans that came to Washington because they wanted to play for Dan Quinn and Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz and Austin Eckler. And so as this team builds and continues to recalibrate, they're counting, they're relying on these veterans to come back and have another solid season. But maybe more importantly than that is the new guys that came in here last year. The new quarterback, the new wide receiver, the new offensive lineman, the new corner to take a big step forward in year two. For this team to have success, Mikey Sainer still needs to be awesome. Luke McCaffrey needs to be on the field in crucial situations. Brandon Coleman needs to be your starting guard. Jane Daniels needs to stay healthy. The year two guys need to take a step forward. Hopefully we'll get something out of the rookies, and we'll see who pops in preseason. But this is why I'm excited. This is the first time since 2017 we've had the same starting quarterback as the year prior, and trying to make the playoffs back-to-back years for the first time since 1992. It really is a new era in Washington, D.C., and the future is now with Jaden Daniels at quarterback. Future is now. And I thought it was awesome, some of the interviews that we saw over the weekend with Jaden Daniels. His NFL Network was out at practice. You see why he's had success. He does not let things get to him. He did not feel like last year was the year in which he could kind of ride off into the sunset. No, he keeps talking about that loss. And I know Philly fans think it's funny that he's like, the Eagles are living rent-free in our starting quarterback's mind, because he's talked about how he didn't get over that loss in February. He didn't get over it in March. He said it was early April, and he was still upset about losing to the Eagles. To me, that's great news. That's how determined he is to have success this year. You could talk all day about the work ethic, but he has the mindset of a winner and a champion. And that's why I'm so excited for this season. Preseason, game one Friday against the New England Patriots. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You know who knows something about winning big games? Longtime tight end for the Washington Redskins, Doc Walker. Super Bowl champion, legend in the DMV, Doc Walker will join me next here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. It's Burger Night, back like it never left. From 3 p.m. to midnight, get a cheeseburger for $2.95, or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. Don't go anywhere. Doc Walker coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.